This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Around 1,000 Indian students have returned to India from Bangladesh as the country is witnessing violent protest. The External Affairs Ministry said 778 Indian students returned through various land ports. Around 200 students have returned by regular flight services through Dhaka and Chittagong airports. The Ministry, the High Commission of India in Dhaka and the Assistant High Commissions in Chittagong, Rajshahi, Sylhet and Khulna have been assisting the return of Indian nationals. It said, in coordination with the local authorities, measures are being taken by the High Commission and the Assistant High Commissions to facilitate safe travel to the border crossing points along the India-Bangladesh international border. The Ministry is also coordinating with civil aviation, immigration, land ports and BSF authorities to ensure smooth passage for Indian citizens. The High Commission of India and Dhaka and Assistant High Commissions are in regular touch with more than 4,000 students remaining in various universities in Bangladesh and are providing necessary assistance. It said students from Nepal and Bhutan have also been assisted with their crossing into India on request. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and his Bhutanese counterpart Om Pema Choden today co-chaired the third Indo-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks in Thimphu. During the meeting, the Bhutanese side presented the project Tide Assistance PTA proposals, as well as the first tranche of the PTA projects to be implemented during the 13th five-year plan period. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said the two sides approved a total of 61 projects amounting to 4,958 crore rupees in various sectors. Besides, India and Bhutan also held wide-ranging discussions on all aspects of bilateral cooperation, including development partnership, energy, trade and investment. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has alleged that the Hemant Soren-led government in Jharkhand is the most corrupt government in the country. Addressing the extended working committee of the Jharkhand BJP at Prabhat Tara Maidan in Ranchi, Mr. Shah said the demography of the state is changing due to infiltration from Bangladesh. Mr. Shah accused the Soren government of not paying any attention to infiltration and treating it as a vote bank. After addressing BJP workers, Mr. Shah is holding the party's state core group meeting at the party office in Ranchi. Jharkhand BJP chief Babulal Marandi has said that in the meeting, Mr. Shah will review the party's poll performance as well as that of the NDA in the recently concluded Lok Sabha elections. Assembly elections are likely to be held in the state later this year. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The budget session of Parliament will begin on Monday, and on Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The government is likely to introduce 6 new bills in the budget session of Parliament. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has uploaded the city-wise and centre-wise results for medical entrance exam, NEET-UG, on its website, following the direction of the Supreme Court. The Apex Court had directed NTA to publish the results city-wise and centre-wise on its website, masking the identity of the candidates by 12 noon today. The results have now been made available on neet.ntaonline.in. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now resume on Monday morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of Padmashree awardee Kamala Pujari. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said she made a monumental contribution to agriculture, particularly boosting organic agricultural practices and protecting indigenous seeds. The Prime Minister said Kamala Pujari's work in enriching sustainability and protecting biodiversity will be remembered for years. He said she was also a beacon in empowering the tribal communities. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, Thailand defeated Malaysia by 22 runs at Rangiri Dambulla International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka this evening. Chasing a target of 134 runs, Malaysia managed to score only 111 runs for 8 wickets in 20 overs. Early electing to bat first, Thailand scored 133 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.